This is Mark Del Mastro, and I am the chair of the Department of Hispanic Studies here at the College of Charleston, and I'm here with Maddie Crow, who is a double major in Spanish and International Studies with a Latin American and Caribbean Studies concentration, and she's also a minor in Linguistics, planning to graduate in May of 2020. She's a member of the Honors College, a William Aiken Fellow, and an International Scholar, and she also served as a peer facilitator in 2017. She's here to tell us about her undergraduate experience and her extensive study abroad in South America.
So coming into the college, I knew that I wanted to be an international studies major. I'd always had an interest in other cultures, other countries, and I had a brief taste of that in high school. I went on a couple mission trips to Honduras and said, wow, this is amazing. I need to learn more about this world that I know nothing about. So coming into college, I said, okay, let's see ways that I can explore that. And I said international studies would be a great option. And then as I started to decide, okay, I need to pick a concentration, I said, well, Latin America, I'm really fascinated by Latin America. I want to know more. And then I looked at, okay, well, what else can I do with that? And said, Spanish would be a great option. And so I decided to put those two together because, and I'm really happy I did, because it's been so helpful to be able to study Latin America from the very language that a lot of the sources are written, and also just being able to communicate with people and being able to connect with people from the very region that I'm studying has been so beneficial. And so I've loved being able to study Spanish alongside international studies at the college as well, and just being able to connect with my professors too in new ways. And I've been really lucky and really fortunate to have incredible Spanish professors who have not only improved my speaking ability, but also have really engaged me in the region and encouraged me to pursue those internships in another language, to pursue more academic possibilities. And so with the cohesion of those two, I think I've gotten a lot more out of my academic experience here. As far as my highlight from those two academic experiences, I would have to say it most definitely has to be my study abroad experience and having the chance to study abroad for a full academic year. I knew that I wanted to try to make it happen coming to CFC, but I just didn't know if it'd be a possibility. And it has worked out perfectly, being able to study, go towards my international studies major and my Spanish major while being abroad was a great experience, because not only was I in another country, but I also was actively pursuing my majors and not putting my life on hold here to be somewhere else.
If you could expand a little bit on that study abroad experience and how it impacted what we might refer to as your world vision, so to speak, and also your undergraduate studies in general.
Yeah. So going on study abroad, I think, looking back now, I think I had no idea what I was doing, which was actually great. I'm really happy that I didn't know what I was doing, because I might not have done it knowing ahead of time. It's actually a really scary experience going somewhere else and living there for so long, living with host families. I had two different host families, and I just remember the first days in both host families, like, what am I doing? What's going on? And it was just such a scary day, but such an exciting moment as well. And so I learned from many different perspectives. I think I'll start with my personal perspective, and I grew so much as a person and learning more about independence, dealing with challenges, dealing with difficult people, or even difficulties in my host families. I love my host families, but of course, living with people from a whole different culture, there's always something that might be uncomfortable or different. So that was huge for me, and I learned from both experiences. I was really excited going into my second experience that I still had so much left to learn, and I got so much out of both of them. And then from an academic perspective, while I was in Argentina, I was with Argentine professors. And while I was in Chile, I was with Chilean professors. And that was such a beneficial experience because I got to hear the perspectives of people who were living in that country and knew firsthand what was going on. And so it's been really neat to be studying international studies at the college, but being able to be with professors who tell firsthand experiences of where they were on the day that a certain financial crisis happened or where they were when the dictatorships started. Different things like that has been so impactful and has really encouraged me to pursue investigating more historical situations and just getting really excited about, wow, there's so much to learn here and there's so much to learn from personal experience from other people. So academically, it was such an encouraging and inspiring year, truly. I just remember coming out of classes and be like, wow, I learned something today. I really learned something today. And then I'd walk around the city and be like, oh, I can see the effects of that, and I can see the effects of that. And so I loved having both of those experiences and being able to do that. It's really hard because a lot of people come up to me and they say, how is study abroad? I'm like, how much time do you have?
Very full, rich, and multidimensional experience. And I know this next question is going to be quite difficult because of that, but can you identify perhaps one experience during that year abroad that you would say this was the most memorable?
So I was really lucky to be able to travel a lot while I was in South America. And I think one of my favorite parts of that was going to Patagonia. I had never seen anything like that before in my life. Just these beautiful mountains with all this wildlife, and getting to explore those regions with these new friends that I had just made was such a unique and special experience in independence and planning a trip, which is a lot more difficult than you'd even think. And just getting to see those things for myself and realize this is what I've gotten to do this year. I've gotten to see things I've never seen before in my life. I've gotten to meet people, and just having that time of reflection, I think, was really powerful, of just saying, what have I been doing all year? And wow. So I think overall that was probably my favorite specific moment. But in my favorite experiences were just those times I shared with my family, those times at dinner, the times when they would take me over to lunches with their entire extended family. And there was one day I got to sit on the back porch with my host grandfather, and we just sat for hours and hours and just talked about the flowers in the backyard and how beautiful the sky was, and speaking in Spanish too, which was so neat and such an interesting element to add to everything. But I will forever cherish those experiences, and I know I learned so much from them, and I miss my host family.
Now you kind of came back to reality, which isn't a bad reality, but a very different reality, and that's returning to your campus here in the United States, your home country, and getting back into the routine of the familiar. Having said that, however, certainly a wonderful place to spend your undergraduate career. Similar question, what would you say has been your most memorable experience to date? Now you're a senior at the College of Charleston. Your most memorable experience studying on campus?
Great question. Also a great question. And it's actually kind of funny because I really don't get that one as much. You know, everyone's always like, oh, so how was it being abroad? But I have loved being on campus, and I've had such great experiences here as well. I think that throughout my time at College of Charleston, getting to know the professors has been such an encouraging experience. And I've loved that about being here, is that my professors know my name, but I can also go and talk to them during their office hours. And I've had one professor in particular that I've been able to really talk to, and has really helped guide me along what I'm going to do and trying to figure that out. And so I think my most encouraging experiences on campus have really just been those conversations where I've sat down with a professor and said, listen, I'm kind of lost on my life plan. Can you help me? And all of my professors have been so helpful in just saying, you know, this is what we know, and this is what we're going to find out. You don't need to panic. And just helping me say, okay, I can do this. Life is coming, but I can do this. And so I'm really looking forward to making more relationships with professors throughout my last little bit here at the College of Charleston, and just getting to expand more on those that I already have.
You've already touched upon this in various mm-hmm. ways some of your observations, and it has to do with the benefit of studying language as a major here at the College of Charleston. And you've expressed some of your concerns and conversations with regard to what you're going to do after your College of Charleston life. Having contemplated all this and through your conversations, how do you believe studying Spanish as a major has benefited you and your preparation for what we refer to as the global village or the global society?
Well, in just a small way, so as I look towards internships for the summer, all these doors are open because I can speak Spanish and I can communicate. And that doesn't just mean global doors, but also doors here. I've been working this semester. I just started a volunteering opportunity at a local elementary school where I'm working with Spanish-speaking students, which is something that would not have been a possibility if I couldn't speak Spanish, obviously. And so I'm starting to see already those little doors that are starting to open because I feel confident in my language abilities. And so I know that as I go into the real world, as they say, that more doors will be opened. And, you know, look, just if you go online and start to look at jobs, people are looking for someone who can speak more than one language. They want someone who at least knows the value of that. And so I really see that it's going to take me somewhere, and I'm really hoping that allows me to connect with more people. I think that's my overall goal, is to be able to connect with people that come directly from Latin America, that come and or that are bilingual and speak Spanish and English, because you can portray different things in different languages. And so I think that it's going to be so valuable, whether it be in a job field, but then also just meeting people in general as well, and hopefully being able to apply my love of people and being able to connect with people in the future through a job and then also through personal connections.
Maddie, you've certainly given a lot of thought to what you're going to do mm-hmm. after graduation, and had a lot of helpful conversations, as you've noted. Do you have perhaps a better idea or view or plan about where you see Maddie 2 to 4 years down the road? And if so, what is Maddie up to in the future?
Great question. So I think coming back to reality, or coming back to campus this semester, has been interesting in that I'm really starting to try to figure out, okay, what does life look like after college? Where am I headed? Where am I going? And so a lot of that starts with trying to figure out, okay, internships for the summer, what can lead me in the right direction? If I'm being totally honest, I'm not really sure. I'm really trying to explore all my options. So some of that looks like maybe looking into research possibilities with my linguistics minor. I would love to pursue that further, trying to see, okay, what exists out there. The dream job would be working for National Geographic, but we won't go that far. but also just exploring other possibilities, such as teaching. Teaching is definitely a great possibility, something that I want to look into further. But I think that right as I sit here right now, my plans are to find a graduate program for linguistics. It seems to fit all of my interests, and it's something that I really want to pursue more and learn more about and develop not only English linguistics but Spanish linguistics, and see where I can take that passion and see where we can go from there.
Soy lo que dejaron, soy toda la sobra de lo que se robaron. Un pueblo escondido en la cima, mi piel es de cuero, por eso aguanta cualquier clima. Soy una fábrica de humo, mano de obra campesina para tu consumo. Frente de frío en el medio del verano, el amor en los tiempos del cólera, mi hermano. El sol que nace y el día que muere, con los mejores atardeceres. Soy el desarrollo en carne viva, un discurso político sin saliva.
We have a lot of students, particularly who are early in their undergraduate careers, who go through the very typical process of deliberating what to major in and why. And given your vantage point, I wonder what advice you might have for undergraduates who are going through this deliberation process, and what major you might recommend they consider, and what other academic avenues they might pursue, because you're a double major and also a linguistics minor. So you've certainly taken advantage of the different career paths provided by the College of Charleston.
So that's obviously a major problem coming into college, is saying, okay, well, what do I do now? I picked my college, I went through all the hard stuff, and now I'm here, so I need to study something. And my biggest advice to anyone trying to figure that out is to look towards your passions, to take those gen ed courses and say, which one of these made me excited? Which one of these did I ask my professor questions? Which one of these did I walk out thinking, oh, you know, I want to think about that more. I want to explore that a little more. I wrote down questions in my notebook. Like, what gets you excited? And I think that's the lead that you take and say, oh, okay, well, you know, maybe let me take one more class in that. Let me pursue that and see, okay, do I really like that? Is that something I want to do with the rest of my life, maybe? Or is that just something that I'm interested in? And looking through the class list and saying, oh, that class, that looks pretty good. Like, let's try that out. And just taking this time, because I think there's a lot of pressure to pick something immediately and go for it, but there is time. There's time to try some classes. There's time to figure out what you do like. So I think the most important thing is to start with your interests and move on from there. And just keep pursuing those. And every time you get excited about something, note that and say, okay, what can I do with that? Are there options for that? Is that gonna be a hobby? That's also great to figure out too, you never know. But just paying attention to what you actually like and what you want to pursue, not necessarily maybe what sounds good or what, you know, maybe your parents want you to do, but just really focusing in on, this is what I love and let's see what we can do with that.
To conclude, mm-hmm. any parting words to our listeners?
My parting words would probably be, well, as you can tell, I love the College of Charleston. I've had a great experience already, and I'm really excited to see what the next three semesters hold. And I just want to thank everyone that is a part of the College of Charleston, from professors to staff to everyone, because truly, I have had such an enriching experience because of you all and because of the hard work that you put in every day. So I'm really excited for this next little bit. I'm really sad that it's coming to a close, but I'm just thankful for the learning that I've done while I'm here and the learning that I'm going to continue to do for the next couple semesters.
Thank you, Maddie.
Yeah.
Esta noche yo quiero bailar, bailar la cumbia muy pegado con mi mujer, beber mi trago tranquilo, bailando ritmos latinos, gozándolo, así es que vivo yo, traigo la fiesta anoche, yo quiero bailar, bailar la cumbia muy pegado con mi mujer, beber mi trago tranquilo, bailando ritmos latinos, gozándolo, así es que vivo yo. El otro día yo salí con una morena, pero ahora mismo me voy a buscar otra más buena, y que me entienda cómo soy, que no arrugue donde voy, porque al final la vida se nos va. Sigue la fiesta anoche, yo quiero bailar, bailar la cumbia muy pegado con mi mujer. Yo salí con una morena, pero ahora mismo me voy a buscar otra más buena, y que me entienda cómo soy, que no arrugue donde voy, porque al final la vida se nos va. la fiesta anoche, yo quiero bailar. Bailar la cumbia muy pega con mi mujer. Beber mi trago tranquilo, bailando ritmo latino, gozándolo. Así es que vivo yo. Traigo la fiesta anoche, yo quiero bailar. Bailar la cumbia muy pega con mi mujer. Beber mi trago tranquilo, bailando ritmo latino.